lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over a bit close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
Central Wisconsin's country legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
To a dashboard singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first? $2 wine run barefoot through the mud. Never had the right kiss stolen from your lips while you watch the sun come up. Well, I know your friends are watching and they probably disapprove, but give me just half a chance, girl, I'm go, baby.
baby, something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your head down, feel alive, alive. When was the last time, oh, you did something for the first time, girl? Tell me, baby, when was the last time, yeah, you did something for the first time?
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. A plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. And run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. Now all the biddies in the beauty shop got some going nonstop, sipping on pink lemonade. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, a plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Standing there crying. Oh, oh, I didn't know church on the Cumberland Road. Billy's passed out in the back, but I think he's alive. Bobby's got his head hanging over the side. Here you are doing on the 95. What's the matter with you, man? I thought you said you could drive. Oh, oh, I didn't know burnout Ford could go so slow. Oh, oh, you got to put your foot down on the floor. Yeah, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know? You got to get me to the church on the Cumberland.
Since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a jail, dying slow and living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's half. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you, or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now, doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here, having a record year. Drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscovered red-headed stranger, got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Having a record year. Yeah, I'm having a record year.
summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear out on 49. Man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man. Just like the long lost friend you ain't seen in a while. You can't help but smile. It's a sip of wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime. Temperature says 93 down at the deposit and guarantee, but that swimming hole, it's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard, young love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a U-hoo bottle on the floorboard, perfect song on the radio, sing along, cause it's one we know, it's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine. Summertime, sweet summertime. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Don't matter how old you are, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby, when you got two bare feet on the dashboard.
Big 9 to 5, but that's alright. cause I'm running every red light.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. And these things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. Freedom, oh, freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you peek it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. Ain't losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences, open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you. Before it's too late.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin Wine, Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum for Wisconsin's John Muir, a traveling exhibit presented by the Wisconsin Historical Society. Check out this display for free from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays through May 30th. The exhibit explores Muir's youth in Wisconsin, his advocacy for national parks, and his views on environmental issues such as logging, hunting, and climate change. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Israel is hailing the success of its defenses against the unprecedented attack by Iran. The BBC's Hugo Bashega reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military said this morning that more than 300 drones and missiles were fired by Iran, but that 99% of those objects were intercepted.
Jury selection begins tomorrow in the hush money trial of former President Trump. Political analyst Larry Sabato says this could affect Trump's campaign.
The trial is estimated to last about 6 weeks. It's pretty obvious that he's not going to be able to get out on the campaign trail as he would have wished, or to come anywhere close to matching what President Biden can do.
A 9-month-old baby is recovering after yesterday's stabbing rampage at a shopping mall in Sydney, Australia. Six people were killed in that attack, including the baby's mother. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last October that 11 Michigan GOP legislators used the independent state legislature theory to challenge two Michigan ballot questions expanding voting rights. A federal judge dismissed their case April 10th. You'll remember that the fringe ISL theory was used in a North Carolina case last year, with the state legislature arguing in Moore v. Harper that it alone had the U.S. constitutional authority to make election law. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that argument. In 2018, Michigan voters approved voting rights citizen ballot initiatives which established automatic voter registration, no-excuse absentee voting, and same-day voter registration. In 2022, voters approved another voting rights amendment which allowed drop boxes, established 9 days of early voting, and a permanent absentee list, among several democracy reforms. They passed with approvals of 60% and 67%. 11 Michigan GOP senators and representatives objected, arguing that they had the U.S. constitutional right to cast a vote on such election laws and were harmed by the ballot initiatives. Judge Jane Beckering did not rule on the validity of the ISL theory, but did concur with the state's argument that the plaintiffs had no standing to bring the case. The case was dismissed, but ISL may still not be dead. We have links to more in the case and why the ISL theory is dangerous at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
An entire generation of American youth has now grown up with social media. How has it impacted young people's mental and physical health? And how can social media's influence be made more positive in the years ahead?
There is a continuous presence of social media, and when one thinks about it, it is actually astonishing that we haven't paid attention to the potential impact of social media on our health.
Then, artificial intelligence can deliver fast results in many ways. But how does it do in creating exercise plans on an individual basis?
That is our vision for the future. AI should be used in conjunction with a trained professional in the field to capture both the science and the art of exercise prescription.
Those two stories and more are ahead on this week's InfoTrack.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, Auto.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, Auto.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
A recent report looked at social media's impact on adolescents. Here to talk about it is the lead author of the report, Sandro Galea, Dean and Robert A. Knox Professor at the Boston University School of Public Health. According to the report, why are adolescents especially vulnerable to the effects of social media as compared to adults?
Adolescence is a time of rapid change. It's rapid development, rapid maturational change, and there's plenty of science that shows that a lot of things that happen in adolescence have implications throughout our lives. So adolescents are both more vulnerable, and whatever happens in adolescence has a longer-term impact, has a longer-tail impact throughout many years of adult life.
Well, online harassment and abuse are significant concerns. What measures does your report recommend social media companies implement to protect minors from these dangers?
The report is very clear that online harassment and abuse is perhaps the most clearly demonstrated harm that can emerge from social media. And we recommend a number of things around that. Number one is that companies implement systems that are accountable and transparent and easily available so that adolescents can report abuse. And number two is that that involves clear feedback that companies resolve the abuse and circle back and close it. We also talk quite a bit about educational infrastructure for adolescents, that adolescents are taught how to use social media correctly and how to deal with social media, including the development of treatments, which we recommend that is spearheaded by SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse Mental Health Service Administration, to help adolescents who have to deal with social media harassment and abuse.
How has the advent of smartphone technology over the last 15 years changed adolescents' relationship with the internet and impacted their mental health?
Well, I think it's changed all our relationship with the internet, not only adolescents. It's hard to remember, but 15 years ago, only about 5% of people were engaged with social media on a regular basis. Now, essentially in North America, social media is ubiquitous in nearly all age groups. So the availability of smartphones, the portable availability of these technologies for all of us have made social media an inextricable part of our lives. So there is a continuous presence of social media, and when one thinks about it, it is actually astonishing that we haven't paid attention to the potential impact of social media on our health thus far. So this report, in some respects, felt a little bit long overdue in that it's hard to imagine another comparable ubiquitous force in the world around us that we have paid so little attention to in terms of its impact that it may have on health.
The report mentions the potential of social media algorithms to influence adolescents both positively and negatively. Could you give us some examples of how that might happen?
Yeah, algorithms are a core part of how social media works, and they reinforce what one is seeing and what one is engaging with. There are many potential negatives of algorithms. For example, the reinforcing negative adverse behaviors. One of the clearest examples of this in literature is around eating disorders, where people who are searching for particular terms, where they go down this path where they keep seeing images and videos of people who have eating disorders and reinforcing the centrality of eating disorders into their life. That's on the negative side. On the positive side, if algorithms are designed correctly, they can actually serve to elevate material that brings joy, that brings connection. One of the positives of social media is its capacity to connect adolescents in particular who are isolated, who are in marginalized groups, who are living in isolated communities. So the fundamental engine of social media can be arrayed to produce positive benefits, but also can be arrayed to lean into harm. And perhaps one of the key messages of the report is that we need clarity in the science about what is positive and what is negative to the end of incentivizing positive functioning of social media that generates health rather than harms.
We're talking about social media's impact on adolescents, and our guest is a lead author of a recent report, Sandro Galea, Dean and Robert A. Knox Professor at the Boston University School of Public Health. How does the report propose to address the need for education and training among medical professionals and teachers to mitigate the effects of social media on children?
Yeah, the report observes something which I made reference to earlier. It is actually surprising that we've paid as little attention as we have given the omnipresence, the ubiquity of social media, and particularly that we do not have any standardized training for adolescents about how to use social media. One analogy which I've used is we often put adolescents in cars without driver training, something we would not countenance. So the report suggests that we create structured training for medical professionals as well as for teachers, recognizing that both are deeply influential in terms of creating moments, teachable moments for adolescents. But both medical professionals and teachers need to be trained in order to know how to train adolescents. So we talk a little bit about the bodies that oversee training for teachers and the bodies that oversee training for medical professionals, and that they need to develop curricula and make these curricula a core part of teacher training and a core part of health professional training. We also talk about how we need to make sure that there's space made for this in curricula that adolescents are exposed to in school, because of course, simply saying that we should teach adolescents is impracticable if this kind of training is not woven into what adolescents experience in school.
For parents who are listening, obviously they may not be professionals in terms of counseling. What advice could you give for a parent of an adolescent in terms of monitoring their social media?
Yeah, one of the misconceptions about the report since it has come out, I feel, has been that, you know, the report does not say that the science shows dispositively that social media harms adolescent mental health, because the science does not, because it's actually quite difficult to do the right science that says that clearly across the board. What the report does say is that social media can be harmful if it is not used right, and that there are ways in which social media can also bring joy and pleasure to adolescents. So I want to be clear that when parents are listening to this, they recognize that there is great potential for harm to come from social media, but there's also potential for joy and connectedness that can come to adolescents from social media. So I suppose, to come specifically to your question, I think it comes down to parental involvement, engagement, and awareness of how adolescents are using social media to make sure that adolescents are not using social media in a way that reinforces unhealthy habits or that gets them involved in communities that are going to cause them harm. And one of the questions I often get asked is, well, should parents monitor usage of social media? The answer is, well, it depends. If usage of social media is interfering with other functions of adolescents, which is eating and sleeping and doing homework, then it is very reasonable for monitoring and for restricting use of social media, even if the science is not specific enough to show particular guidance. For example, there really isn't enough data to say nobody should use social media after 10 o'clock. I'm using that as an example. But that doesn't mean that in the context of an adolescent's full life, that a parent should not exercise their parental responsibility to monitor carefully what an adolescent is doing and make sure that social media is a part of and not the fullness of a teenager's life.
What message do you hope to convey to the public and policymakers about social media's impact on adolescent health?
I think the fundamental message is that social media is a set of tools like anything else. And depending on how it's used by adolescents, it can bring adolescents connectedness, joy, opportunities for creative expression, opportunities for individuation and identity formation, or It can bring adolescent exposure to harassment, to abuse, to distraction from their schoolwork, to displacement of other activities. All of that can be true of the same tool, the tool being social media. So our job as a society is to create the guidelines and the rules to maximize the positive social media. And I think our job as parents is to monitor carefully the use of social media so that adolescents who are in our orbit are benefiting and not being harmed by social media.
Sandro Galea, Dean and Robert A. Knox Professor at the Boston University School of Public Health, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.
Next, getting an exercise plan from AI. That story, straight ahead.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is revolutionizing results in a multitude of areas. But specific needs may still benefit from a human touch. Here with this story, InfoTrack's Roy Mackey. Roy?
Chris, we're joined by Linda Pescatello, PhD, Distinguished Professor of Kinesiology at the University of Connecticut's College of Agriculture, Health, and Natural Resources. Professor, people have been experimenting with ChatGPT and other AIs, seeking expertise and advice on all sorts of topics. You took a look at the accuracy of ChatGPT's individualized exercise recommendations. I'd like to start trying to find in this study.
It's looking at the comprehensiveness, the accuracy, and readability of exercise recommendations provided by a generative AI-based chatbot, GPT. We prompted ChatGPT in terms of what exercise recommendations they would make for 26 clinical populations in the ACSM guidelines. These recommendations are for people all over the world of any race, ethnicity, age, gender, sex. And examples of these clinical populations include people with hypertension, dyslipidemia, diabetes, fibromyalgia, to name a few. We determined how comprehensive were the guidelines, were they accurate, and at what reading level of difficulty were they given to the user.
So tell us the results.
Sure. Our major findings were that ChatGPT did poorly on the comprehensiveness of the exercise prescription. What that means is giving the recommendation along the lines of the FIT-VP principle. They would give portions of the principle, but not the principle in its entirety.
What was the most common misinformation that ChatGPT provided?
Well, one of the major areas of limitation were the recommendations regarding, does an individual need to be cleared by a medical provider before they start exercising? And in most cases, the recommendations given by ChatGPT was that they would need some type of medical clearance, which is not consistent with the current recommendations.
I understand that ChatGPT also tended to talk over people's heads in a way. Tell us about that.
Yes, the readability level was extremely high at the college level. When the recommendation in medical practice is that it be made at about the sixth grade level, which clearly could limit the type of user that would be enabled to use this technology to access their exercise recommendations. And then the recommendations were not accurate regarding the need for medical clearance. And I was fortunate enough to be on a scientific roundtable sponsored by the American College of Sports Medicine, in which our panel of experts agreed that the need for medical clearance be reduced unless a person presents with signs or symptoms of disease or has a change in their medical status, and that most people can begin exercising at light to moderate intensity. And if an individual wishes to engage in vigorous intensity, they may require medical clearance. So medical clearance in and of itself should not be a deterrent to get people up and exercising. In the case of ChatGPT, they often recommended that people of various clinical conditions seek out medical clearance.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Dr. Linda Pescatello, Distinguished Professor of Kinesiology at the University of Connecticut. And we're talking about her study that examined the ability of ChatGPT to make personalized recommendations for exercise. I know it wasn't your research, but I understand another study found that mobile phone apps aren't any better in terms of giving exercise advice.
Correct. And it's interesting you should bring that up, because how I was particularly interested in becoming a part of this study is through my work in exercise prescription over the years. I was the person that formulated the FIT principle of exercise prescription in the 8th and 9th edition of the American College of Sports Medicine guidelines. And subsequently, I taught numerous certification workshops and just found that practitioners were confused on how to personalize an exercise prescription to maximize health benefits. So the research team in my laboratory, and Dr. Zaleski has been part of this, have come up with an algorithm that enables clinicians to develop evidence-based personalized exercise prescriptions in 5 minutes or less. And part of the scalability of that software technology would be adding on AI itself. That is our vision for the future. But again, one of our conclusions is that AI should be used in conjunction with a trained professional in the field to capture both the science and the art of exercise prescription.
So this tool that you developed for physicians and healthcare providers and exercise professionals, do you envision that that may ever be available to the general public?
Yes, that's our vision. We're purposely starting with clinicians because that is something we determined would be our most readily available users. And we're in the process of conducting some usability and feasibility studies. And our goal would be to get clinician feedback and then scale it to the patients themselves.
Aside from your tool, do you think ChatGPT and other AIs may eventually catch up and learn how to provide this sort of advice to everyone?
Well, I think the win-win for our research team is that because of the expertise we have behind the development of our software web-based algorithm, that could be used in conjunction with AI to provide clinicians and patients with the most evidence-based, accurate exercise prescription to maximize the clinical condition being targeted.
Well, for the average person listening to this who is looking for individual exercise advice today, what would you recommend?
I would recommend aligning with a personal trainer who has knowledge that can work with their clients to devise the recommendations that are sound and current, and hopefully for that particular person, keep them exercising. Because the main problem with exercise, and we all know this, it's great for us, but the majority of our population is not adherent for the long term. So the key is to get people up and exercising and moving, because that's what confers the greatest benefit, and then keep them moving. And technology, like apps, like AI, clearly could enhance the exercise experience if it's used in conjunction with an expert that can tell the difference.
So you believe the human touch will